the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthon.
All right, so here in the studio, we have Jay Rao. Jay, you are from Sydney, but originally from India. You run a great successful business here in Sydney, but let me take you back, first of all, back to where you were born. Tell us a little bit more about who you are, what you do.
Okay, there's so many things that I've gone through. So I came to Australia 12 years ago, and I used to work in the Merchant Navy. And before Merchant Navy, I used to look after my father's business. And I did my Merchant Navy, a radio officer in the Merchant Navy for about 3 years.
And whereabouts in India?
Mumbai.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I was in the ship for about 3 years, and my father passed away. And so I had to go back. And my family didn't agree with me for going to the ships. So they asked me to look after father's business, which actually was a dying business, which I didn't want to do at all. And in spite of that, I had to look after that business for a couple of years.
Mm.
And then I thought that was not my kind of thing. So I didn't know what I had to do, because people who work in the ship, and if they come out, they're like a fish out of water. They don't know what to do.
Absolutely.
So I had to do something. So I had migrated to Australia. Was an international student at that point of time. And that's how I came to Australia.
And that was back in mid-2000s? What?
Well, actually came to Australia in 95. Lived in Australia for about 5 years. 2000, went back, got married. My wife didn't want to come back. She didn't want to come to Australia, so I had to live in India for about three and a half years. And it took me a long time to convince her. And once I convinced her, she said yes one day, and I just went and lodged my papers, got my permanent residency, and just flew.
Yeah, great. And does she now enjoy, though, living in Australia?
It took her a while, but now she does, yes.
Yeah, she does. So tell us a little bit more about your business here, Jay, because it's under my understanding that you, even though you have a traditional business, you do things in a very different way. So tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Yeah, so see, when in my days when I was an international student, I couldn't find much of a job that I could really catch on to. So I did a lot of security work. I was a security guard and a part-time cleaner in shopping centers and other places. And over that period, I did realize that the security guards and the cleaners industry, they were not really looked after by the employer. And I said to myself, "This one day I'm going to have my own business of owning a security and a cleaning company, a building management company, actually.
Wow.
And I'll make sure that I look after them like they should be looked after."
So the dream was birthed from that moment.
That moment.
You thought, look, I'm not treated right or whatever it is, and that right now I'm going to make a decision that I'm going to shift the way that this industry looks at employees. Is that right?
Very, very true, because I think so. I thank my mother for putting all the cultures and value into me. She's always put these things into us kids, that giving gives you more happiness than taking. So that's a very big part of me and my family. So when I came in and worked in as a security guard and a cleaner, and I saw that that was not the case, and no matter how much you gave, we would never thank the guards and the cleaners were never tagged, and felt really bad. And that's how I value culture.
And fast forward now many years, tell us a little bit more about your business today.
I started off small. Today, after 12 years, I've got about 45 to 50 security guards working in my company. I've got a five team management team. I've got about 25 to 30 cleaners working for me. I'm a very, very small fish in this big building management service industry. But yes, I do have plans to grow as a big building management company, but inculcating my culture and value, not just to the management level, but right top till the down bottom to the security guards and cleaners.
Mm.
Yeah, that's...
And so your business is really with an edge of valuing their employees more so they can rock up to work in a more happier way. Because as you say, if you give more, you will be more happier than receiving. Is that right?
That is right. That is exactly right. But what I see is there are companies who do it. It's not that they don't do it, but I've got a lot of building management company who do it. But they do it at the level of the management, and that's about it. But they still forget the people who really are doing the job downstairs. So the manager level, everyone's got the value and culture, but what is the point if it doesn't flow down to the security guards or the cleaners who's not even spoken to or not thanked? They have nothing to be thanked.
So for people out there, let's say if you're running a business and you might have 1 to 2 employees or even up to 70, 80 employees, what would some of the things that they could do in order for their employees to feel valuable? What are some actual specific tangible things? Is it you know, giving them a handwritten card on Christmas, or is it, you know, giving them a bonus if they're doing really well? What are some practical things that I can do as an employer to make sure that my staff feel valued?
First of all, I think, sir, it is to realize the fact that you have that many employees. Most of the management don't even realize how many employees. I'm talking in terms of security guards and cleaners.
Yeah.
Would they have? And then I think so. Make that effort to have that one-to-one contact. In the sense, I just take a ride and just go and shake my hands with all my security guards and just go and talk to them. Say hello. How are you doing? What's been happening with your personal life? Try to get to know them as much as possible. Yes, birthday cards is great. Anniversary wishing is great. I think so. Big managements, as they grow, they tend to forget, and they say, "How would you do it?" I was just having a conversation with one of the audience here, and they said, "How are you going to do it when you grow?" Okay, I can understand when you're a small company. How would you do it when you grow? And I keep telling them, you can do it. Doesn't matter if it's 1,000 or 2,000. You might have a relationship manager for the clients, but you probably want to have a relationship manager with your team down there. But most companies don't want to spend that money to have the relationship, and they tend to forget the team.
The most important thing, which really is just treating them like human beings.
Exactly. For example, last two nights ago, first of all my security guards have my contact, and they're allowed to call me anytime they want to. They don't do that, but they have the choice if they want to call me. So there was this guard who called me a week ago, and he said, "How are you doing, sir?" And I said, "I'm fine." And it was 12, and he said, "I've been trying to contact the operations manager, and I forgot my jumper, and it's cold. So I went and delivered the jumper myself."
Wow.
It was not just the jumper, but my wife cooked some nice soup, which I took for him, which I don't think so much employees would think about.
Yeah, wow.
I could have asked him to say, it was a half 45-minute drive, and I'd say, "Can you just take warm somewhere?" But I did go and rock up, and we spent about an hour and a half with him. So I think so.
But now that'll actually now make him more of a happier employee for them for months to come. He will then value you more as a human being because you treated him like a human being, and he'll enjoy working for you. Is that right?
Very definitely right. Because, you know, I get a lot of shifts where I get called for, they need a security guard for 2 hours, 1 hour. Most of the company don't pick up shifts like that because they say, now the minimum hours that we would want is at least 4 to 6 hours. But here I've got guards and cleaners who are ready to go at midnight just to do a half an hour job or a 1 hour job. That says a lot about my company and myself. And they do it not for the sake of money, or they don't do it for the sake of anything else, but they do it for the sake of me, and I can resonate that.
Yeah, that's great. Look, Jay, you're a phenomenal leader, and that's awesome, particularly also running a great business. What do you do in your spare time to recharge yourself? What does Jay do to, you know, to, like, do you have a bucket list? What's something that you just love doing for yourself?
I like yoga. I like meditation. I recently got into permaculture, so that's growing plants, and I like to serve people. So I just take a lot of walks around, and I talk to strangers, and I like to do that. I like to come from serving. So when you come from serving, it can be anything, anywhere. So it can be animal or anywhere. So I like to do this sort of things. Yeah. I read a lot of books as well.
Yeah, so. Great. Jay, thank you so much for coming along here today, and also just simply sharing some of your pearls of wisdom when it does come to managing a team and running a successful organization with absolute integrity. And that's fantastic. So thank you so much for coming along here
in the
studio. But
yeah.
Before you go...
Yeah.
What we love doing here with every single person that we interview is we have a challenge for them. And the challenge is 10 questions in 60 second challenge.
Wow.
Jay, do you accept the challenge?
We'll have to say yes.
All right, Jay, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Blue.
Blue, yep, same. Yep. Your favorite food?
Pad Thai.
Pad Thai?
Pad Thai.
Like the Indian curry or?
No.
Had enough of that. All right. Favorite celebrity?
I must actually say Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, that's great. Favorite actor?
It's actually an Indian actor. So
Indian actor?
Can I say that? It's Akshay Kumar.
Akshay Kumar.
I like his acting.
Very good. Mm. Favorite professional speaker?
Not sure if you've heard of him, but he's called Tai Lopez.
Tai Lopez. Yeah. Yes, I have heard of Tai Lopez. Yes, he is fantastic. Favorite book?
Crucial Conversation.
Yeah. Who wrote that?
Macmillan.
Macmillan, that's a great book.
It's actually an amalgamation of three or four authors.
Yes.
Macmillan.
Yeah. Favorite movie?
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List. What a great movie. We studied that at school. Favorite city?
Mumbai.
Mumbai? Mm. It's your favorite city.
It is.
That's great. And do you go back much?
Yes, I do.
Favorite drink?
Red wine, love it.
Favorite pizza topping?
Jalapenos.
Jalapenos, you like the hot. Yeah, absolutely. And Jay, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
Elephant.
An elephant, elephant.
Why? I just think that they're such a beautiful creature, so huge, so humble, and so powerful.
There you go.
So calm.
Yeah, I love it. So there you go. Here he is, Jay Rayo, here in our studio. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Celebrity Authority Show.
Thank you.